could have predicted.
How the world turns.
The turn of events. Before we get to any trade talk, we need to talk tacos. Tommy, you and I met in Bushwick yesterday for what I would consider to be a life-changing taco.
I would agree. Can you give a very brief backstory on how you found this place?
Yeah, so I saw, whether it was Infatuation or Eater, one of those food sites. They had an Instagram post some months ago about this place in Bushwick called Nene's Deli Taqueria. A little backstory on Nene's, first of all. So the proprietor and the chef, this guy, Andres Galindo Maria, he's 26 years old. He's worked in some of the fanciest of New York restaurants, Ifeoria, Jean George restaurant. So he's been in some sort of elite kitchens. So he decides he wants to start his own thing, but he wants to start this small thing. And for anyone who's had birria, I don't even know how to say it. Birria, whatever. It is basically beef or goat that is marinated in adobo and then stewed in broth. And this particular place specializes in quesabirria. So there's the tortilla shell, handmade, homemade tortilla shell. There's a layer of cheese inside of that. They dip the tortilla shell in the broth, in like the chili broth, and then they stack the meat and the onions and all that
melted
stuff.
Melted gooey cheese.
I mean, your first bite, it's right next to the Maria Hernandez Park. So you and I walked over to the park. We sat down. Your first bite, I the look on your face, your reaction was insane.
Well, I think the other thing, just for the listener who doesn't necessarily know New York or Brooklyn geography well, is this is in Bushwick, which is not, you know, the most populous part of Brooklyn. And this place is in the back of what is in essence a bodega. It's sort of like maybe it's like a little bit larger than like a normal bodega, but it's certainly not a grocery store, and it's certainly not a storefront. You know, so we even had trouble finding where to go, and there wasn't a line or anything like that. But it's life changing. You know, you and I have both lived in Southern California. You've lived in Texas. We've had a lot of good tacos. I'm not making any hot statements, you know, this close to when we ate it because I want to like think on it a little bit, but it's certainly up there for best tacos I've ever had in my life.
It's up there for me as well. It's definitely a top five taco. Definitely a top five taco. Potentially a top five to top 10 first bite, just flavor bomb that I've ever had.
And certainly a top five, at least in the last year, meal that you can get for under $10.
The tacos were $3.
Yes, my taco, I had one taco, which was $3 because I'd eaten before. You had a quesadilla, a taco, two tacos, and an empanada?
No, I had one taco, half a quesadilla.
But you ordered all those things.
And an empanada, yes. But in fairness, I was coming off two workouts, and I hadn't eaten all day. So give me a break. Don't make it seem like I'm this
gluttonous. I'm not saying
person.
You housed all of them. I'm saying you ordered those things, and it couldn't have been more than $12 for the entire meal.
No, it was great. It was great. Nene's Taqueria, Nene's Deli Taqueria. Follow them on Instagram. If you're in New York, if you happen to be in Brooklyn, go check them out. Amazing quesabirria tacos. Amazing. It kind of segues into this because the only real thing in terms of flavor bomb that I've had recently in the last year or so that I can compare it to is Turkey and the Wolf. And now that I'm no longer a New Orleans Pelican, I have to mention Turkey and the Wolf. You know, there's a lot of things, Tommy, that I will miss.
Today is Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. And welcome to the Apochley podcast. I hope you are all having a great day. And a good year. I guess today is the last day of the quarter. This is a big day for a lot of businesses, stocks, companies, and whatnot. So let's see what happens. You just heard JJ Redick talking about tacos in Brooklyn and birria tacos, you know, and you know, that's the best. You get some consomme, you know, the spice or the how could you explain it? Sauce, maybe. I mean, it's the caldo. It's the, you know, the soup. I don't know if there's like a English term for it, but basically, it's a little dipping soup, you know, and I guess you can drink it too, you know, but it's a little rich, and then you know, dip your taco in it, you know, so it's a juicy taco. That's making me salivate. But yeah, JJ Redick traded obviously to the Mavericks, gonna be a Dallas boy now. I wonder if Mark Cuban traded for him, taking into consideration how big JJ Redick's platform is right now as the NBA's Joe Rogan. And you know, I've always liked JJ Redick. I know a lot of people didn't like him when he was in college, but I liked his attitude, like his passion. You know, I didn't feel he was a douche. I just felt he was competitive, like, you know, and he found a role, you know, and I really liked him on the Magic with Dwight Howard. You know, they had a title run, you know, and that was pretty early in his career. Speaking of title runs, how about them Jazz? Best team of the West. Best team over the rest. It's I joined some Jazz live chats and just see people reacting. You know, it's just reacting to like every game that's going on at the moment. And you know, I say Utah Jazz are the best. You know, people are starting to recognize me on a day-to-day basis. And they are saying I'm cringy, I'm annoying, you know, and I'm just, you know, whatever, dude, I'm just repping my team, you know, and I just want people to be reminded. Every time they see me, I want them to remember that I reminded them to live true to the Jazz, and to remember they are the best team. That didn't even make sense thinking back. Whenever they see the standings, they see the Utah Jazz, I want them to remember, hey, that El Postre guy on YouTube told me that they were the best. And they're probably going to hold some resentment. And, you know, I didn't really think that far ahead. But anyways. La la. I don't know. I wish I could get some tacos, birria tacos, like JJ Redick. Unfortunately, there's not much Mexican fast food here. Like, I really wish I could do like a fast food McDonald's style restaurant or Mexican food. You know, maybe if I get enough capital eventually, maybe I can start a small company that maybe practices it. But let's see. Shout out to GameStop. I'm not a financial advisor. I just like the stock. Been looking at it for a while. It's looking good. You know, I wish I had gotten more stocks in when I was like at 38 bucks, buckaroos each. But still a good price if you can get in like at 180. You know, it's only trending up. And I trust Ryan Cohen as CEO. And I believe that and GameStop. Goodbye.